Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, January 15th, 2018, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday to you. Happy Master Your Mindset Monday to you. How about that? And happy holiday to you in honor of the great Martin Luther King. We sure praise God for the inspiration that yet and still lives. Yes, indeed. Yes, he truly left so much in our hearts. So we celebrate his birth, life, and legacy today. And I pray, my prayer is really that we never stop dreaming, that we keep his vision as well as our own before us, because it is truly upon all of us, on the shoulders of all of us, to try to make this world a better place to live. And I encourage you to do your part. Amen to that. Yeah, that was preaching a little bit, I know. And with that being said, for everyone who responded by saying, I can't do anything that would really matter, oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. If you try, you just might be very surprised at what you can do or make happen. I believe in the premise that, you know, if you can't do great things, everybody can't do what Martin Luther King did, but if you can't do great things, you can do small things in a great way. Everyone who is a capable human being can do something. And what's on my list? Well, I'll tell you just some of the stuff that kind of, you know, just presses on me every day that I think about is figure out somehow to be a part of the solution to what, to whatever you feel you're capable of doing. It's better than being a part of the problem. And remember that you have the right to remain silent, rather than promoting chaos and confusion, unless it's pushing or pressing us towards something that's of the greater good. And this one you probably will love. You can be your best you. That's right in your lap, at your door, at your address. You can do that. And that's a lifelong project, if you ask me, and it should be a lifelong. And that's what my special guest, superstar RRR TV host Cassandra Meg Shepherd, and I are talking about today. Yes, we are. And we are just going to dare to see what we can get you to see about what we're going to be talking about today. So stay tuned and see what you think. With capital letters, T-H-I-N-K. Welcome, Cassandra.
Oh, always a pleasure, and Happy New Year to you and your listeners, as this is the first time that we are talking in 2018, and it could not be on a day that speaks to more personal possibility than the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. If you ever wondered what could be, in the face of whatever, you don't even have to know the scope of his life and time and work, just a little bit, and to think of what he was not, and that is anything that would be determined or defined as successful or likely to do anything in that day.
If you're just tuning in, you're joining me and my special guest, TV host Cassandra Meg Shepherd, and we're going to be talking about the can-do mindset, life without limits. And I know that there's something you can take away with, and as Cassandra was saying, and I'm going to let her finish, is that on a day like today, where so much has occurred in light of the work of Martin Luther King, it is a wonderful day to realize that a can-do mindset and a can-do spirit can take you a mighty long way. Cassandra?
No, I said very true.
Yeah. Well, you know what, and I know this is probably true of you and many other people who are listening, but I've lived in the can-do mode for so long. I mean, if I were to start telling my own stories of what I had to do to keep myself moving and telling myself that you can do that, I would be talking about it for the rest of my days, for sure, even if it was only that waking up in the morning, you can do this.
Right.
You can do it. You can do it, for sure, because there are a lot of days where it just meant getting up and putting one foot in front of the other, and some people may even be in that place today, and if so, just be encouraged that that's all that you need to do. But, you know, a couple of things came to mind. I remember reading a story about Jan Crouch, who she and her husband started the TBN network. One of the things she talked about as far as getting things done, and they, of course, this huge worldwide network of television programming to reach many nations and bringing products and services to all of us who were interested in the gospel of Jesus Christ. But they did amazing things. But she said something that has always stuck with me, and I actually wrote it in my book, What is Faith, as well. But she said she didn't know what it was to doubt. And I thought that was one of the most incredible things I had ever heard, because she, in her mind, in her can-do mindset, just never thought that anything that came to her to do, that it was impossible to do. And I thought that was just an amazing place to live in from day to day. But it just goes to show you, when you can live in that place from day to day, what you can do and what you can make happen, because their legacy will live on in generations to come. And I'm someone, too, who scans around on Facebook. Well, I don't scan around. That's not true. I look for what comes through my feed. And I look for stories, though, that give inspiration, that give light, that give upliftment, that encourage. And there are some every day of people who decided to pursue goals, to pursue their dreams, and who believed that they could beat the odds, who truly had that can-do spirit. Because some of you, even as I'm reading, and most of those stories are just 2 or 3 minutes long, you kind of shake your head in amazement at what they were able to do and come through. But when you do have the can-do spirit, when you have the can-do mindset, you can triumph and succeed. So I wrote down a few things that you and I are going to talk about, Cassandra, that are, I feel, are the important tools and valuable lessons that we can extract from some of the things that I just said, things that will help you get a can-do mindset. So you ready?
Let's do it.
Well, my main thing, and you know, I don't like for this stuff to sound so simple, but one of the things I try to avoid us ever doing is being real cliche, because I know that just doesn't work. I try to come up with statements that give direction that will really help somebody, but this one may sound a little bit like that, but it's probably the biggest step, and that is decide to do whatever it is. Just decide, because typically when we want to do something, we may be back and forth about it in our thinking for a long time, and coming up with issues and reasons and obstacles that we create for ourselves that we feel we just can't do it or can't get there. So it's a decision-making process, I feel, in the very beginning. Decide, just decide, and don't give yourself the benefit of looking back to say, well, maybe not, or I don't think I can. Decide and keep your face forward toward that decision. What say you?
I say that is definitely critical, but I'd also like your point, add desire, decide, or decide, desire. And I say that because, Silver, I mean, you know, and I know, you and I, you are much more of a go-getter than I am, much more outwardly of a go-getter than I am. And so I always have to speak to the people who, before they could decide to do something would have to know how it would be done. And that not knowing how it would be done or how to do anything would be a problem for the desire. And so I have to speak to that sometimes if you don't, if you're deciding to do a thing, if you're holding hostage because you don't know how to get the thing done, just desire the thing. And let the universe guide your steps and guide your actions. And trust that in your desire, in your holding a desired feeling or outcome or actual thing, if you can see it, just in holding it, that you are deciding to do that thing, trusting that the steps will be made clear for you, but not holding the desire or the decision or the dream hostage because you don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Cassandra. The second thing that I have probably lends itself somewhat to what you just said is that to dare to get it in your head, truly dare to get it in your head that what you want to do can be done, that it actually can be done. And I'm going to share a story, and this is about Cassandra and I, and I'm going to try to make it short so we don't miss any of the points that we're going to go over. But some years ago, and I don't remember how many exactly ago, maybe 10, maybe longer, Cassandra and I had not seen each other for a while, and we bumped into each other at the Theater for the Performing Arts in Milwaukee. And immediately I felt some kind of connection with she and I doing something together project-wise. I went back to my seat. She went back to hers and with her friends that she was with. And I knew something was up. It was a divine inclination, I could tell. And so she and I got together shortly afterwards for some lunch. And I told her, you know, Cassandra, I think you and I ought to be radio hosts. I don't really know all of what Cassandra was thinking at that moment, but that was what had come to me. And Cassandra always teasingly, or maybe in reality, says that all she did with this idea that I had was just kept saying, okay. She said she wasn't going to put her mouth on it. But anyway, I had in my mind that we should be radio hosts. Cassandra and I have always had very introspective, very lively, very purposeful conversations over many, 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 many years. And I always believed with some of the sharing that we would do with each other that it could be beneficial to other people who would listen. And that's, well, I'll tell you what happened with that idea, but that's why there's this continuation that I do now with Master Your Mindset, because we do have history, we do have lessons, we do have experiences that we believe that as we share, it is empowering to people. But anyway,
Silver, back to the radio story. You must let me interject right there and hold your point, because that is case in point of exactly what I was just talking about. You had the idea. I had the desire. Your faith was much stronger than mine. I did not know how to think on it without jacking it up because of my I don't know how. And so I said to you, and I meant it, and I did it, that to whatever you say, because you were so sure, and I was so sure I wanted something else. I said, I don't see it like you see it. I don't know it like you know it, but I'm not going to put my mouth on it. I'm simply going to say, okay. So, again, I say that to say that a desire is powerful also. So go on with your, your story. Go on with our story.
I love the story because after I had gotten okay with Cassandra that she was on board, I decided to call our local urban radio station, and I had prepared a proposal. And so I called the radio station manager there and told him what I had in mind. And he very reluctantly listened to me. And I had to, I won't say beg, but I had to be very aggressive about asking for an appointment to see him, to talk to him in person. And so you know, skipping forward, we were able to make that appointment happen. In the meantime, I was talking to Cassandra about it, you know, over the days and weeks, and I had told her he initially wouldn't return my phone calls at all when I had told him what I wanted. Well, any other person may have given up with all of that, because we usually know what that means, that people aren't interested and they don't want to, you know, deal with your requests or whatever. But anyway, I kept pursuing it and finally got in front of him. And I handed him my proposal about this show that Cassandra and I were going to do. And literally, I probably sat there for 30 minutes. He never even stopped doing what he was doing. He didn't even look up at me one time when I was doing all of my pitching of this idea. He literally did not. But that didn't stop me. He would say things. He was listening. He'd say things. Do you know how many people want to do what you're talking about? And I was thinking, you know, under my breath, I don't really care about how many other people want to do this. I know what I feel in my mind needs to happen. And so I kept talking and talking, and finally it came to me to say, but you should hear us. And you would have thought that I meant maybe we had been on the air before, but that wasn't what I meant. That was the one point where he looked up at me, and he looked at me with a stare. He said, oh, okay. Why don't we do that Thursday? Thinking, okay, I guess I talked hard enough. And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, I'm actually going to be on the air filling in for one of our hosts. Why don't the two of you come in and talk to me on the air? Sure. Well, I was on cloud nine when I left. And I called Cassandra and told her about it. Skipping a few more steps, Thursday came. Cassandra and I both drove up in our vehicles. I got out of mine, got in the car with Cassandra. Well, within minutes, my cell phone rang, and it's the manager. And he says, I got some bad news. And I said, oh, and I looked over at Cassandra. He said, I'm not going to be there today. So me and my Step It Up game says, when can we reschedule? He said, no, we're not going to reschedule. You two are going to go in and do the show. And I did one of those, like, yes! He said, here's what I want you to do. Take out a pen and take some notes. He said, talk about relationships today. He said, that's a subject that everybody loves. You'll be able to get through it with the greatest of ease. He said a few more things. He said, I'll look up on the board and know how to, you know, give the show recognition and all of that. Well, see, he didn't realize that I had been listening for so long. I had all of that stuff so down pat. It was just a breeze for me. So long story short, we got off the phone. Cassandra and I went in there and did a two-hour radio program ourselves. Yes, we did.
Let me interject because this is, again, so beautiful. On the road to certain things. He also said to you in this meeting, as you recounted to me, and I remember this because words are always clues. He said, you can't just walk in off the street and do a radio show. And that, by his own
yes,
words,
can.
Was exactly what we did. That's exactly...
Yes.
This is what I'm telling you. If we listen and pay attention, and the thing is, you got to be on because you never know exactly what words are going to be your entree. But that's exactly what we did. The thing that he said that we could not do, and he opened the door for us to do exactly that.
Yes. Well, it doesn't end there, people. We became the fill-ins for all the hosts for Dacian. We did that for a few months, and then guess what fate did for us? Cassandra and I ended up with our very own daily show. Yes, that really did happen. So, dare, I just dare you, double dare you, to get it in your head that you can do it. Dare to get it in your head that you can do it. And the beautiful news is I did leave the show ultimately, and Cassandra took the reins and just took it all to another level. And now, when that station decided that they were not going to do any more urban programming, it was only shortly after that the next door opened for Cassandra, and Cassandra's now a daily co-host on TV. So, people, hear me. Dare to get it in your head that what you want to do can be done. The next thing that I have is commit to winning the argument with yourself that's saying you can't do it. Commit to winning that argument. We're so good at rebuttaling things and, you know, getting all rise in our spirit when people say certain things that are negative. Commit to winning the argument with yourself, because there will be days, well, I didn't have any of those days. I'm going to be honest. When I was planning on getting us on radio, I didn't have any argument with myself. It was just, I was in a zone. So you want to work on being in that zone in your head that you are going to get it done, and your argument just doesn't stand a chance. What do you say, Cassandra?
I want to go back to a point that you talked about earlier about be the solution. And I think about, again, always another point to that is, if we can't be a solution, if that seems too much to do on any given day, stop identifying problems. It's not the same thing exactly, but again, as you just stated, we are so full of why something can't work, or so full of what we don't know and how powerful that is. If we just let that slide for a moment, if we don't know how to fix it, stop being so acutely aware of exactly what needs to be fixed and focusing on that.
Yes, for sure. For sure. This next point doesn't need a lot of talking because I know you know what it means, people. Roll with the punches. You got to roll with the punches. Nobody ever said any of this stuff is easy. We're not saying that. But we are saying, and again, it's a cliche, I know, it's not impossible. But roll with the punches when they come. Punches often will discourage anybody, because it looks like a door slammed in your face. It looks like too many people told you no. It looks like too many things are happening that just look like, what's the point of me? Keep trying. Those are punches. They're not knockouts. And so know the difference. If you feel like something is in your destiny, if you feel like this is something that you will never be able to sleep well for the rest of your life without doing it, you got to do it. So roll with the punches. Roll with them. And the last thing that I have for Cassandra, did you want to add anything to that? I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what? My question is always, how do we do this? And I think about the way that we would cushion ourselves. And in order to roll, we need kind of smooth edges. And so you cushion yourself with a support system, however small. Support systems do not have to be large. Sometimes just with a comfortable place in your own belief that a thing is possible, no matter what it looks like. If it's not rolling smoothly today, at least it's not going backwards. This comes back to your no doubt attitude. We have to sometimes trust and surrender. I should say have to sometimes. We should always be in a trustful and surrendered stance. But in that position, we have to look at the fact that we just don't always know how those things are shaking out, but trust that they are. And so if you're not rolling forward, be okay with being still and knowing, though, that desire, that thing that you wanted is happening.
And that lends itself very much to the last point I want us to make, and that's keep working at it until you have it done. You know, I have in here that directions for getting there may change, but it doesn't mean that the destination needs to change. Whatever you thought might make it happen may be a series of other events or people or whatever the case may be. So you do have to leave yourself open to that guidance that's being presented before you, or the guidance that you have within, because that could happen. Just keep your destination the same. Keep it in mind. And also remember that deadlines, if you set them for yourself, they may not, you know, be as accurate as you had hoped for. Remember, that's just something you set up in your head, too, that you can alter. Just because you may have to put something off doesn't mean it can't happen. I know many of you hear about projects, especially in the media and movie industry, where people say, you know, I started working on this movie 10 years ago and things like that. You kind of go like, what? And it's just coming to our theaters. But these people had in mind a goal. And just because it took years and years to get interest, finance, whatever the case may be, you make it happen because it's in your heart, because it's in your head. It's because it's what you need to be doing, and knowing that you can do it. It just may take more time and effort. Not always, but it could.
And to that I would say, Silver, I said to that I would say, we many of us, if we're going from point A to point B on city streets and we don't know the directions, we would bring up a Google map or navigation system or something that will give us the directions and ways and way to get there. But we also have an internal navigation system. This is what you said when you were at the theater and we ran into each other and you said you just knew. And there have been other times in your life and in mine, and I'm sure for your listeners also, when you just know. And you don't know exactly how. It should be as easy as bringing it up on a navigational system and seeing the entire route prior to departure, but we know it's not like that. But we all know that we have followed that internal navigational system and ended it to a definition. I'm sure all of us have lived long enough to identify with that. Well, if it ever works, and it does, then it always will because it works. If we can learn to trust that internal navigational system, every tree that we're barking up, we're not supposed to climb. But when you just know that you know, and it don't make no sense, but it won't let you go, when that thing is happening, if we can learn to identify and trust that INS, the lens, an internal navigational system, then we definitely will be able to hold on, be the solution with no doubt, to not give up and to meet the end.
Absolutely. And with that, my friend, we are going to call this a wrap. We have been talking about lifting the limits, taking the limits off your thinking and creating a can-do mindset. Thank you, my dear friend. People, if you want to hear more about Cassandra McShepherd and how much fun she is, check her out on Real Milwaukee. It streams live. She is just a dynamic co-host, and you can find it online, Real Milwaukee. And if you want her to be a part of any of the other amazing things that she can do as a talented, talented woman, check out www.cassandramcshepherd.com. You can look on my radio page and see how to just click easily over there. And if you are interested in, I'll put that out there, this is a new year. Anybody, if you think you're doing something wonderful and interesting, go to Facebook and go to my Foxology page and send me an email. I'd like to hear what you are up to. And again, TV star, host, superstar, RRR, thank you again for joining me. I always appreciate your contributions to this show. Thank you
always
so much.
Always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And I want to encourage all of you to share this show with your friends and let them know what we do here on Foxology. It's always educational. It's exciting. And it is empowering. And I particularly hope you'll take this message with you today into 2018. Take the limits off. Get that can-do mindset going. You know why? Because I think you can. I think you can. I think you can. So in the meantime, until the next time, be good, be blessed, be absolutely awesome.